Chapter 12. Thought and Religion. Unit 23. Gandhi, a man of peace. Mahatma Gandhi, often referred to by many as the father of India, is most famous for leading the Indian people toward freedom from British control of their land. His method of weakening the political power of the British and creating a new nationalism was unique in that it did not involve battling armies or the shedding of blood. Instead, Gandhi led by example, choosing to protest injustice and to fight against social problems using only nonviolent methods. His victory over the British showed the world how change can come through nonviolent civil disobedience. In 1919, the British Parliament passed the Rowlatt Acts, a body of laws that denied all Indian people their basic civil rights, such as the right to a fair trial and the right to privacy. Gandhi's movement of non-cooperation against the British government of India began as a response to these injustices. Gandhi later organized and led a nationwide protest in the form of boycotts to fight against these unjust laws. Following his example, the Indian people refused to participate in any part of the British system. At first, the boycott was successful and remained true to the principles of nonviolence and non-participation. With this success, however, came trouble in the form of violence among various groups of Indian people. Gandhi quickly began to lose control of the people, and India raced toward civil war. In order to stop the violence that was breaking out all across India, Gandhi chose to stop eating any food until there was peace. This fast brought Gandhi near the point of death, but resulted in the end of the violence and a return to stability. This protest was so successful and shocking to the British government that Gandhi was placed under arrest for the crime of publishing dangerous materials. By this time, however, Gandhi was so loved by the Indian civilians and very much respected by influential people in the West that he was released after serving 2 years in prison. After India eventually won its independence, Gandhi was assassinated, but the legacy of his nonviolent protest lives on even today and still inspires others.